Lynn Hiles Ministries presents Dr. Lynn Hiles, That You Might Have Life. And here's your host, Dr. Lynn Hiles.
Welcome back to the program again this week, and I trust you've been joining every week as we continue this study from the book of Revelation. We have moved into the segment of the book of Revelation where we're dealing with the trumpets and the bowls of wrath being poured out. What we are showing you is a comparison between the Old Covenant curses and between also the plagues of Egypt. Any serious reader of the New Covenant or of the book of Revelation would have to, when reading this, say, hey, there's a striking resemblance here to many of the plagues that you saw in Egypt. And also, if you understand or you've read Deuteronomy, especially chapters 27 through 30-something, you would see that there is a striking comparison between the language used in Deuteronomy to the language used in the book of Revelation. So we're going to look at some of these, and we're going to lay Scripture beside of Scripture. I hope it won't get boring to you, but I want to be meticulous because I want to show you the comparisons. I don't have them in a chart form, but I do have the Scripture references. And what I want to do is come back again and just review just a little bit because, you know, they're about to open the seventh seal in the book of Revelation. Let me just read a few verses. Revelation 8, verse 1 says, "When he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about the space of half an hour, and I saw the seven angels who stand before God. To them were given seven trumpets. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense that he should offer with the prayer of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, threw it to the earth, and there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. So the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. And the first trumpet, the first angel sounded, hail and fire, followed, mingled with blood, and there were thrown to the earth. A third of the trees burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. Then the second angel sounded as something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood, and the third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Then the third angel sounded, a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch. It fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. The fourth trumpet sounds, and the fourth angel sounded. The third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon, and the third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. A third of the day did not shine, likewise the night. I looked and heard an angel fly through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the remaining blast of the last three trumpets that were about to sound. Then the fifth angel sounded, I saw a star fall from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and the smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. And then out of the smoke, locusts came upon the earth, and to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were commanded not to harm the grass or the earth or any green thing or any tree, but only those servants, those men who have not the seal of God in their forehead, and they were not given authority, to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. In those days, men will seek death, will not find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them. The shape of the locusts was like horses for battle, prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns, something like gold, and their faces like the faces of men. They had hair like women's hair, teeth like lion's teeth. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots with many horses running to battle. They had tails like scorpions, and they were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. They had a king over them, the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name is Abaddon, but in Greek his name is Apollyon. One woe was past, there are still two more woes are coming. And the sixth angel sounded, I heard a voice from the four horns of the altar, the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound in the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who had been prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them, and thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow, and the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions, and the mouths came out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these plagues, the third part of mankind was killed by the fire, the smoke, the brimstone, which came out of their mouths, for their power was in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails are like serpents having heads, and with them they do harm. But the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, and stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk, and they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immoralities or their thefts. Now, if you remember, we dealt with this a little bit in a few segments ago, especially when we were talking about the structure of the book of Revelation as it relates to the Feast of Israel, because the trumpets were used as sounding to prepare for 10 days. They were sounding of trumpets, announcing the great day of atonement that would come 10 days later. They had, 10 days to, so to speak, come to repentance and prayer and to find the time of atonement. They did not repent of their deeds, so they were going to find that all of the plagues of Deuteronomy would come upon them. Now, I want you to remember, and I introduced this in the last segment, the very last one we did, that when Moses was about to die, that let me read this to you. This is Deuteronomy 31, verse 16 through 22. Now, I'm going to read a lot of scripture. I hope it doesn't get boring, but this is absolutely imperative to see. And the Lord said unto Moses, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and this people will rise up and go whoring after other gods of strangers of the land, whether they go among them, and they will forsake me and break my covenant, which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured. And many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us, because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day, for all the evils which they shall have wrought in that day, they are turned unto other gods. Now, therefore, write this song for you and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall have brought them into the land, which I swear unto their fathers, that flows with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat, then will they turn unto other gods and serve them and provoke me and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass when many evils and troubles are befallen them that this song shall testify against them, the song of Moses, as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed, for I know their imaginations which they go about, even now before I have brought them into the land which I swear. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. That's King James Version from the book of Deuteronomy. Now look at this verse in Revelation, because this really puts a nail in the coffin of the book of Revelation being the fulfillment of these curses of Deuteronomy, and then we're going to compare some of them. In Revelation 15, it says, they sang the song of Moses. Immediately after, he says, these are the last plagues. In them is filled up the wrath of God. And they sang the song of Moses. So all of these plagues, when they sing the song of Moses, they were to know that it was God keeping his end of the covenant bargain, although he had pled with them, even through prophets and prophets that they'd stoned and killed, last but not least, sent his only begotten son to plead with them to come into the covenants of promise. And Jesus wept over Jerusalem, said, I would have gathered you under my feathers as a hen doth gather her chicks, but you would not. Therefore, your house is left unto you desolate. And the vineyard was about to be taken from that nation and given to the nation producing fruit. Now, what I want you to see is, he says, I'm going to compare some of these, and we're just going to look at them kind of like verses side by side. It says, Deuteronomy 28, verses 14 through 29 is where we're going to be reading from. He said, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left to go after other gods to serve them. But in Revelation 2, verses 14, I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So Deuteronomy commands them not to. Revelation 2, 14, they did it anyway. Verse number, Revelation chapter 9, verse 20 and 21, and the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, and idols of gold, and silver, and brass, and stone, and of wood, which neither can see, nor hear, nor walk, neither repented of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornications, nor of their thefts. Now remember again, he's telling them, these plagues are coming upon you as a result of your idolatry and turning to these things. Now, this is verse 15 from Deuteronomy again. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses will come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field, and cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. This finds its fulfillment in the seals of the book, when he says, a measure of wheat for a penny, famines. Also in fulfillment of Matthew 24, Jesus said there would be famines. Verse 18 of Deuteronomy, again, we're coming back to Deuteronomy. Let me make sure I got the chapter right here for you, Deuteronomy 28. In verse 18, it says, but cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thine kind and the flocks of sheep. Revelation 2, verse 23, he's telling the church there, I will kill her children with death. He's keeping his end of the covenant bargain. Revelation 18, verse 13, and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour, wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. He was telling them that cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of your land and the increase of your kind. And we find the fulfillment of that again, Revelation 18, verse 13, whenever you see, again, this falling upon the wine, the oil, the flour, the wheat, the sheep, the slaves, and the souls of men, and all of the things that their souls lusted after. Chapter 28 of Deuteronomy, verse 19 says, cursed shalt thou be when you come in, and cursed shalt you be when you go out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke, and all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do until thou be destroyed and until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he have consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And the Lord shall smite thee with consumption and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until you perish. Revelation chapter 16, verse number 2. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. So you can see all of these things, the sword, the blasting, the mildew, the extreme heat, the sun scorching men, extreme burning, all of these things are finding their fulfillment as we see in the book of Revelation. Deuteronomy, again, 28, verse 23 says, and the heaven and thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder, and dust from heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shalt be removed unto all the kingdoms of the earth, and thy carcass shall be meat unto all the fowls of the air and unto the beast of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. Let's see that fulfilled in Revelation 19, verse 17. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come, gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. He's doing that in fulfillment of your carcass shall be meat unto all the fowls of the air and to the beast of the earth, so no man shall fray them away. Let's go back again, Deuteronomy 28, and the Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, with emerods, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man will save you. That was Deuteronomy 28, verse 30 through 49. Let's see its fulfillment in the book of Revelation. Here it is, Revelation 16, verses 10 through 11. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seed of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness. And they gnawed their tongue for pain and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. See, all of these are in fulfillment of these curses of Deuteronomy. Revelation, the eighth chapter, verse 12, and the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. That again is talking to them about the blindness and the darkness of the noonday. The smoke darkened the sun, it was dark by reason of the smoke of the pit. Revelation 9 also, and he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Once again, those are fulfillments of Deuteronomy curses. Let's go back to Deuteronomy again, chapter 28, verse 30. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before your face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given to their enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labor shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt only be oppressed and crushed alway. Let's read that in Revelation, the 18th chapter, in its fulfillment. Revelation 18, verses 13 through 14. And cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, fine flour, wheat, beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men, and the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. So again, these are fulfillments of Deuteronomy curses that we see fulfilled in the book of Revelation. Let's go back to Deuteronomy again, verse 34, chapter 28. So that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. And there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone, and thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, a byword among all nations, whither the Lord will lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out in the field, and shall gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. And thou shalt plant vineyards, and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine, nor gather the grapes, for the worms will eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt anoint thyself with oil, for thine oil shall, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with oil, for thine olive shall cast his fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. And all thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locust compete. This was fulfilled in the prophecy of Joel, when Peter said that it was fulfilled in Acts chapter 2. The appearance of those in the book of Joel were like the appearance of locusts in the book of Revelation. The appearance of the horses was like the appearance of locusts. I have a notion to go there to Joel, but let me just go down through these comparisons, and we'll look at that probably more specifically in a little while. Let's go back then to the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 28, verse 43, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. he shall lend to thee. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever, because thou servest not the Lord your God in joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he have destroyed you. In fulfillment of that, here we see Revelation chapter 17, verse 16, and the 10 horns which you saw upon the beast, these shall hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked and shall eat her flesh and shall burn her with fire. All of these, again, are fulfillments of these prophetic, or of these curses given in the book of Deuteronomy. Verse 49 of Deuteronomy says, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. This was the Romans. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 50 through 68 says, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, or show favor to the young. He shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thine flock or of thy sheep until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all thy land. He shall besiege thee in all of thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. This happened in A.D. 70, from A.D. 66 to A.D. 70, in the Roman siege. It goes, and thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee in the siege, and in the straitness whereof thine enemies shall distress thee. Now, I'm going to read this to you from the writings of Josephus, because this is exactly what was happening during the final time of the siege of these curses coming in the book of Revelation. And so there was a certain woman that dwelt beyond Jordan. Her name was Mary. Her father was Eliezer of the village of Bethsab, which signifies the house of Hyssop. She was eminent for her family, her wealth, and had fled away to Jerusalem, the rest of the multitude, and was with them besieged therein at this time. The other effects of this woman had already been seized upon, such as, I mean, they had brought her out of Perea and removed her from the to the city. She had what she had treasured up besides, as also the food she had contrived to save, had been so carried off by the rapacious guards who came every day running into her house for that purpose. This poor woman put a very great passion, and by frequent reproaches and imprecations, she eased at these rapacious villains. She had provoked them to anger against her, but none of them, either out of indignation she had raised against herself or out of commiseration of her case, would take away her life. If she found any food, she perceived her labors were for others and not for herself, and it was now become impossible for her anyway to find any more food while the famine pierced through her very bowels and marrow. When she also, her passion was fired to a degree beyond the famine itself, nor did she consult anything but with her passion. Let me skip down through here to cut through this. She then attempted a most unnatural thing, and snatching up her son, who was a child, suckling at her breast, she said, O thou miserable infant, for whom shall I preserve thee in this war, this famine, and this sedition? As to the war with the Romans, if they persevere, or if they preserve our lives, we must be slaves. This famine also will destroy us, even before the slavery comes upon us. Yet are those seditious rogues more terrible than both the other. Come on, be thou my food, and be thou a fury to these seditions, varlets, and by word to the world, which is all that is now wanting to complete the calamities of the Jews. As soon as she had said this, she slew her son and roasted him, and ate one half of him, and kept the other half by her concealed. Upon this, seditious came in presently, and smelled the horrid scent of this food. They threatened her that they would cut her throat immediately if she did not show them what food she had gotten ready. She replied that she had saved a very fine portion of it for them, and withal uncovered what was left of her son. Hereupon they seized with horror and the amazement of mind, and stood astonished at the sight. And when she said to them, "This is my own son, and what hath been done was my own doing. Come near and eat this food, for I have eaten it myself. Do not pretend to be either more tender than a woman or more compassionate than a mother. But if you be so scrupulous as to abominate this my sacrifice, as I have eaten the one half, let the rest be reserved for me also." After that which those men went out trembling, never so much affrighted as they were at the difficulty they had just seen, and upon which the whole city was full of the horrid action immediately, while everybody laid this miserable case before their own eyes, trembled as the unheardness of this action themselves, so that these were thus distressed, and the famine were very ready to die because of this thing. This is in the War of the Jews by Josephus in his book. And so that neither the fulfillment of the curse, you will eat the fruit of your own bodies, so that the man that is tender among you, this is Deuteronomy, among you and very delicate, his eye shall be evil toward his brother, toward the wife of his bosom, the remnant of children shall leave. I'm not going to be able to get down through all of these. But as you can see, these are the fulfillments of the curses of Deuteronomy. And they are absolutely the fulfillments of the curses of Deuteronomy that you can continue to see are happening. And I'm going to come back and read you some more of these, because there are several of them. But when you start to look at these and you compare them in the book of Revelation, you can see that these evils had befallen them because of their unwillingness to be able to keep the commandments that God had gave them, and they went whoring after other gods, and all of these plagues were coming upon them. In other words, the book of Revelation is the conclusion of God keeping his end of the covenant bargain. An old covenant was now fading off of the scene. A new covenant was coming on the scene. The plagues of Egypt were coming upon apostates, and the new song of redemption and the new covenant was now coming upon the people of God, and a great transition was coming. That's what the book of Revelation is about. Well, we're just out of time. If you'd like to sow a seed into this ministry and help us to continue to share this kind of gospel on the air, please do that by going to my website at lynhiles.com. There's a place where you can give through our PayPal portal. You can give a credit card, debit card. You can give through several ways there on that PayPal portal. And you can also write a check, send it to the address that's on the screen, or you can call the number and someone will take your call. God bless you.
For anyone struggling to understand John's writings in Revelation, this book provides true, biblically based answers. Through detailed insights into the letters John wrote to the seven churches of his day, you will learn how to avoid the mistakes of the early church to overcome today's trials and tribulations. This book will provoke you to thought and dialogue, bringing greater clarity and revelation of Jesus Christ.